All right, Podcastia, you're listening, right? It's Howard Stern here. And I got to tell you, I mean, Robin, I'm not really into podcasts.
Well, that's like all those people who used to be on cable access. Yeah. They thought they were
on television. They were on TV. They would pay a company to put my hey, look, I'm on TV. No, you're not on TV. I mean, yeah, you're on TV, but nobody gives a shit about you.
But Trenton Waves, it's not a podcast. This is a friggin' experience. Frank and Christina Sasso are the best. The best thing since Transcendental Meditation.
In the heart of Trenton, where the spirit's always high, there's a hero rising, reaching for the sky. Jim Figaro, I can't remember, is the name you ought to know. Bringing change to the South Ward, only watch her as she grows. She's the first Latina councilwoman, hear her story unfurl. For the people of the South Ward, Jenna is a guiding bird. With 22 roads paved and many more to go, cleaning up the alleys, making sure they glow, enforcing parking, trimming trees with care. Jenna's on the moon, making sure our streets are fair. So vote for Jenna Figueroa Kipper.
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, art. Of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Well, I guess we're done now, right? That was about 3.5 hours, that intro.
I know,
my God. We got the Jenna Figueroa Kettenberg song.
Yes.
Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Team Jenna. We're
yes.
all on board.
Yes.
I just can't wait to stop playing that song.
But the thing is, I feel that needs a video.
Yeah, I know.
I just want
to
dance to it.
Because I don't have enough things to do. So want to make a video. Let's make a music video.
I could choreograph a little dance. You teach it to various people throughout the South Ward, and you just film them doing the dance, and then you
can
insert.
Can John B. Hatch be one of the people
no,
with his messy hair?
No, he's not. No.
He's in Trenton.
But he's not going to vote for her. He lives in the North Ward.
Mm.
So you have, like, these snippets of people dancing to the song, and you insert them into different, like, you
like
know,
in the South Ward.
Right, right.
South Ward, like, you know, Rancho Taquiera.
Yeah, different businesses.
Right, right.
You know, we can get our neighbors to start dancing.
Yeah. So Bill Engorf with his dog is going to do a dance in the
well,
in
maybe
the park.
Not Bill. But
yeah, not
like,
Bill. Sorry, Bill. Love you, but
maybe
not.
Brussels, though.
Oh, he's so much a better choice. Brussels. That's not
yes.
even his name. We call him Brussels. I don't know his name. Were there how many years now? 21 years? I still don't know.
Yeah, but he's
name.
Not there 21 years.
Still, I should know his name. I call him Brussels
because
that's
he's
where
from
he's
Belgium.
From. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Brussels. And he says hi to me. I call him Brussels. He's okay with
yes,
this.
Yes, yes.
All right. So we just got back from a trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to go down for breakfast. You're
yes.
still in bed. So I go down to the hotel breakfast.
To me, it's not worth getting out of bed for breakfast. It's not.
I go down there, and this La Quinta,
yes.
they accept dogs. You know, pets.
That was the one in Morgantown.
It was in West Virginia.
Yes.
I'm sitting down there, and these two women sit down with their dog. And I have my breakfast. I'm just like, I look at people, you know. I glance up, and the dog is not on a leash. The dog is just wandering around the entire lobby. Came up to me three times,
aww.
Like sniffing, like, hey, you got something? Like, dude, what? And I'm looking at the women, like, trying to give them an opportunity to be like, hey, get your dog. Your dog's loose. Your dog is loose.
Right.
And when the breakfast guy goes over to them
mm-hmm.
and said, hey, you can't have your dog in here just walking around like this.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, oh, well, it's pet friendly. Yeah, it's pet friendly, not pet controlled, the guy said to her. Meaning,
okay.
like, the pets aren't in control.
They get to decide, right, right.
Yeah, the dog doesn't get to decide where he goes. No, you have him on a leash. Why are you even bringing him down here?
Well, here's the thing. I don't have a problem with people bringing their dogs down for breakfast.
Yeah.
But what if I had my dog there?
Exactly.
Like,
especially our dog.
My dog would be barking and barking and barking.
Forget it.
If that dog was wandering around And then everyone is disturbed.
But this, my thing is how do you not know this is going to be a bad thing? How are you not thinking about this?
Frank, why do people go to restaurants and let their children run amok?
Exactly. Now your kids are mine. Now I got to watch your kids?
Just because your child is in the public eye doesn't mean now we all get to take
care
of it.
We all get to be babysitters now.
No, it doesn't work that way. If you want me as a babysitter, I'll babysit. You
know, I know. Well, listen, I don't think you want my wife as a babysitter.
I saw a scene from... I was watching.
Okay.
And there was a scene where the girl stole a baby because she wanted to like take care of this baby. And the other assassin was like, why do you have this baby? But we don't need this baby. And she's like, it's so cute. And she takes the baby over to the garbage and puts the baby in the garbage.
Are you serious? Yes. They did this on the show?
On the show.
those Brits, I'll tell you what.
No, it wasn't right, but I think they were in Rome.
Okay,
or
whatever.
Paris or something.
They're probably produced by the BBC.
Anyway, it's very funny.
I'm getting my breakfast. Another thing, I'm getting my breakfast, and this woman comes in. Again, a lot of weirdos. I don't know if it's West Virginia or just in general.
I don't know.
This woman comes into the food area. I'm getting my eggs and my, you know, those, whatever those fake
the
eggs
sausage
are.
Sausage patties.
The sausage. Patties, you know, the biscuits, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm getting she comes in with her dog. Her dog's entire head is wrapped in a bandana. Entire head.
Not just around the neck.
No, the whole head.
So it's more like a kerchief.
Yeah, and then his nose was sticking out. Like, okay, weird. That was weird enough. Then I look up at her, same exact outfit.
They were dressed.
Yeah, I'm already, okay, this is already not good, but okay. She comes over to me, I kid you not, she got within inches of the food as I was taking it on the spoon to put it onto my plate, and she goes, what is that, eggs? And I'm like, yeah. And then I close the thing, and I pick up the other thing to get the sauce, and she leans it like she's gonna, like, eat it off my spoon, my serving spoon. Like, she got that close with her whole plastic hat and the bandana, the whole thing. And she goes, what is that, sausage? I said, look, lady, you need to back up a little bit, okay? And not even because of COVID. Listen, we were doing social distancing in the 80s, okay, in New York. Not because of health reasons. I just don't want you in my face.
Back off.
Yeah, back off. I can see you. Not because I was scared of germs.
I don't need you kissing me.
Yeah, I need you up in my shit. Like, get out of here, lady.
God. Maybe she was like a hermit type person.
I don't care. All right?
And she had just come out.
Then you go for training.
After years and years.
Then you go for training on how to associate with people. And then there's one more story that I wanted to get at the podcast here, because podcasting, man, I need your help.
Oh, my God.
Well, I was coming out of Lowe's.
Yes.
They were giving out free hot dogs. I was so excited. This was in Georgia, actually.
This is Georgia.
And Christina went to go check it out while I brought something to the car. And I'm on my way back from the car to the hot dog area. And I see my wife laughing hysterically in my direction. And I'm like, what the hell? What was so funny? You were looking at me. You were hysterical. You grabbed your stomach laughing.
I was bent over laughing.
What was happening?
Before
we go on to our guest.
I was laughing because to this day, I wish I had videotaped it, but it was happening too fast.
What was happening?
You were walking like you were about 6 years old, and you found out they were giving out free candy, and it was your favorite candy, and Batman was giving it out. You were walking, like, looking at people and, like, pointing at
them. I was not finger-gunning people. What are you talking about?
You were jumping like you was. You
I was jumping?
You were, like, almost skipping and pointing and
skipping,
laughing.
Skipping, pointing, and laughing? I was doing all of this.
All by yourself. And then I had to deliver the bad news.
Yeah.
There was no hot dogs for you.
For me?
They weren't ready yet, first of all. And they were just for the construction, you know, like the professional construction guys. But that was
what
hysterical.
I don't understand is how can you say, possibly
you
say with a straight face, I was walking by myself from the car back to you, skipping, laughing, pointing. What am I pointing at?
You're just like looking around.
What? You're out of your mind. You really are.
That's why I wish I had.
How much bourbon did you actually
have? I wish I had videotaped it because it was.
You can honestly say you don't think you're exaggerating a bit.
No.
Skipping, pointing, dancing, laughing, whatever else I was doing.
You were so happy.
Oh, right, well, maybe I was
then
smiling.
There was a hot dog coming your way.
Well, it was free. I like going to Costco just for that reason. Oh, my God. $1.50. $1, and they'll never change. They promised.
Oh,
they'll never change it. Okay, how bad it gets.
Okay.
They're staying $1.50. Okay. All right.
Anyway,
yeah, moving on. You know, already the guest is pissing me off already. Here's what he does. I give him a coaster. I give him a bottle of water. He puts the bottle cap on the coaster and the bottle on the tip.
That's right.
And look, it's right in the middle.
He's like, we'll dress in a suit.
Perfectly centered.
Yeah. It is perfectly centered.
He's in a suit. He can do whatever he wants. All right.
Pretty much.
He's talking, too. That's the other thing. Cheer up, Chris. Just cheer up. I love that. The bottle. I got to get a picture of this for Instagram. This is what the guests do. They try and drive me crazy.
Now that's going to be a thing.
They talk when they're not supposed
to talk. That's going to be a thing.
This cat that's with us today, he has done so much. The founder of Trenton Daily, mm-hmm. just still going on strong, mm-hmm. lives on. Mm-hmm. He was the founder of that. Did an article on us, Newport City, when mm-hmm. we first opened our doors in 2020. But he also was the president of the TDA, the Trenton Downtown Association. Mm-hmm. And he's always wearing a suit, always. Anytime I see him, he's dressed to the nines. I don't know what it is. Anytime I have ever seen him, he's always just impeccably dressed.
Yes.
Sharp looking dude.
Sharp, yes.
Doesn't really listen too much, but it's all right. It's okay.
It's okay because he's sharp.
Right, he's very, very sharp. He's also the CEO of the Father Center of New Jersey.
Yes.
And we're going to get into that, too.
Yes.
That's right. He's with us right now in the Studio Today podcast. And Mr. Brian Evans joins us. And he's joining us in such a way that it's just, I'm telling you, it's exciting. I like the yellow with the blue shirt, the yellow tie with the blue.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
But the tie has some blue in it, too.
I hope the audience can see it. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, we see it.
Okay.
We see you over there.
Well, when we take a picture, you'll see it.
Right. You're going to see it in the picture podcast, yes, so don't worry. Cool. Good looking dude, man.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Really?
But thank you.
You're a married man, right?
I am married.
Yes.
I am
married. Okay. Yes. Good.
Did you marry up, would you say?
Most men do.
Yeah.
Most men, but I'm asking
you. Yeah, no, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
I think you're just trying to keep up at this point.
Right. Well, my first question is, why Trenton?
I actually came here over 7 years ago when I started at Greater Trenton. And for me, it was just an opportunity to do something that I love, which is economic and community development in a city that was in dire need of it. And so what really attracted me to Trenton was the fact that there was such an opportunity to do some good work here, particularly that hasn't been done in other cities across New Jersey. But for me, it was just the desire to be a part of something great. And Trenton, to me, is great. When you look at Trenton on paper, the city should be further along than where it is today. And so that really intrigued me. It's like, what is going on here? Why is the city not as economically advanced as other cities across the state? And so that's what really inspired me to come here.
What have you discovered?
At the end of the day, you know, this city is very unique, mm-hmm. Just in terms of its economic development life cycle. I mean, this city was once the mecca for advanced manufacturing. And so, you know, what I see, there's a shift that's happening. We have not kept up with that shift in the city. And so just in terms of bringing in new industries, in terms of figuring out sort of what's the next economic driver for the city, I don't think we've yet figured that out. We're working on that.
Would you take a guess at what it was?
You know, in Philly, you know, what was interesting was this entrepreneurism as a driver. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we've really tapped into that. You know, just to be able to take advantage of incubators and be able to drive economic activity through entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. I think that is the one thing. And I see that you guys are doing it here. This is the start, but I think we need to build it. We need to build it, take it to the next step.
Right. I agree. I think if I could read the generation that's coming up, it's like they really don't want to have jobs.
Right. Okay.
They mostly want to stay in their pajamas all day. So I think like maybe the impetus would be, hey, how about you work for yourself? You know, find something that you're good at and make that a business.
Right.
Yes.
But
no,
if you're going to come outside. Please put your pants on. If you're wearing a full set of pajamas and you have sneakers on, you're not fooling anybody.
Right, you're not
pajamas.
Dressed.
Right. Stop with the pajamas. Yes.
No, I think that's a great part of it. I think it's also doing what you love. And when you say job, what does that mean?
Right.
And if you're doing something that you love, you're going to keep at it.
Right. Even if it is a job, like meaning like you're not the boss or the head, but you go to work every day loving what you do.
Right, yeah. Right. Even if you're not making exactly what you want to make, mm-hmm. it's something that you'll stick at because it's something you love.
Right, right.
And so, yeah, we need more of that, and we need to encourage that in the city.
Mm-hmm. So do you see this city as like a technological hub?
Absolutely.
Okay. Really?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the first things when I got here, this is when Maestro Technologies was just moving in, okay. And that's actually the building that the Father Center's house.
I was just going to say, isn't that the same building you're in?
Yes, yeah. One West State Street. And one of the things that the CEO, Kamal Bafla, said back then was that they actually chose Trenton over Wilmington because the data told them to come here. Oh. And I thought that was so interesting, not only from an economic perspective, but also from a technological perspective, mm-hmm. that we have the infrastructure here to support an organization like that. And so, it was very interesting. And there were a bunch of articles that came out that mm-hmm. ranked Trenton high in that sector, in the technology sector as well. Wow. So, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
To switch to something else that I think is probably a passion of yours is the Father Center.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
The Father Center of New Jersey.
Not the Fatherhood Center.
Not the Fatherhood Center. Not the Hood Father Center. No.
The Father Center. I like that.
The Father Center of New Jersey. Right. And it's interesting because we went through a number of branding changes. You know, the organization really helps men gain the skills and the responsibilities of fatherhood to meet those responsibilities in many ways. Workforce development, all kinds of skill training, soft skills. We provide certifications. But really what's interesting about the organization that it's been around since 1859.
That wow, is really? So, and you said that before and I was shocked by
so
that.
So it was, I remember that it, was fact. It was born out of Trenton. I mean, it was here in Trenton in 1859.
Wow.
It started as an orphanage for children. It was actually called the Industrial Union Homes of Destitute Children of Trenton at the time.
Wow.
And really supporting the needs of children and families.
Okay.
Over the past 30 plus years, we've really began to focus on fatherhood program as a way to meet that mission. And so we changed our name to UIH Family Partners. We used to be here on State and Broad. We then rebranded to the Father Center of New Jersey to better reflect our mission.
What does UIH mean?
So it's Union Industrial Homes. So we shortened it to UIH Family Partners.
Okay.
Now we are the Father
I
Center
like
of New Jersey.
Like the Father Center. That's
and
cool.
so it's significant that we are the Father Center of New Jersey, though, because our plan and our mission is to expand across the entire state of New Jersey. And
well, what's the mission? I mean, what do you actually do?
Yeah, so really the mission is really just to support the men in gaining the skills and meeting the responsibilities of fatherhood. Now, what does that mean? That means that, you know, we have to make sure that they are able to provide for their children and families.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does that mean? That means that we have to provide workforce development programs. We have to provide certifications to allow them to be able to get quick access to jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And not only lower skill jobs, we're also looking to do higher level skill jobs as well.
Okay.
Working with manufacturing companies as well, so that they can potentially, depending on where they are, make $100,000 or more by being in the welding industry, for instance. So are the types of things mm-hmm. that we are. We also work with Trenton's ninth grade academy program called Healthy Relationships, Healthy Choices. And it really prepares them for life choices. I mean, so that they can stay on the track to become successful in life.
Any of these dads, and there's a real oversimplification of this, is that you help them just be responsible dads, fatherhood. Do any of them coming out of prison or anything like that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we work with returning citizens. Yeah, many of the men that we work with have significant challenges. And so we work mostly the underserved population.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to have a kid.
Not necessarily. So it could be fathers or father figures. The idea is to really to meet the needs of men. And with our new contracts, because we also, by the way, expanded to Burlington County.
Oh, okay.
So we have an office there. We also expanded to Camden, New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
So we've got an office there. And with those contracts, we are actually working with the entire family. So mm-hmm. and in some cases, that includes women as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so we are more inclusive. But really the goal is using fatherhood as a way to meet the needs of children and families.
So you mentioned the ninth grade academy?
Yes.
What is that?
We work with ninth grade boys in Trenton's ninth grade academy.
Oh, okay.
So it's a Healthy Choices, Healthy Relationship program. It's we partner with IELTS. Andre Thomas, as you may know, leads that program. I showed you the office where we actually dress the kids up mm-hmm. with lab coats. We call them doctors.
Mm-hmm.
We make them feel good about themselves. Right. We provide a lot of self-confidence in them, but really just get them prepared for some difficult choices in life so they can be successful.
And it's great that ninth grade is their freshman in high school.
That's right.
That's such a good place to start as opposed to seniors.
That's right.
I taught sophomores. By the senior year, they're already, not that they're lost, but it's like they've made certain decisions by then. It's harder to rein them in. And
absolutely. But by your senior year, you have so many decisions to make in life that you need time to reflect on those in terms of what you want to do for the rest of your life. Do you want to, you know, if you go to college, what college do you want to do? You know, what do you want to major in? What's your passion? All these things have to, you, I mean, it takes some time to think about.
Right.
You can't decide and they evolve over time as well.
Right. So. Right. Yeah. Senior year is not that, even junior year is not the time to start thinking about. We always said that in Knoxville, Tennessee. We did a program there and we said kids should be learning, yes, the basics, but then they should be doing jobs. Like, just to say, do you really like doing this?
Yeah,
like,
see
you
what know, they like.
Do you like doing this? Absolutely. Do you like working with your hands or do you like thinking puzzles and problem solving, like that should be done like in grammar school.
What are you good at that you enjoy doing?
So then, then you can funnel the kid into the right places rather than, okay, I just enrolled in college. I guess I'll do marketing.
Exactly. Well, I tell people all the time, they go, how'd you decide to get into this business? I said, look, I do two things good. I know how to talk, I know how to draw. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I have a talking company, Newport City. And it allows other people to express themselves with their own shows. Mm-hmm. And yet we talk. We talk, basically, for a living. Mm. And I own half of an animation firm.
Right. When did you start? Creative. Well, you started drawing.
4 years old.
4 years old. Right. And then somebody said something to your parents about, hey.
My art teacher.
So, you know, somebody was there to say, well, maybe you should go in this. And then you went to art and design.
Oh,
and
design high school. Yeah.
Right. So it's, you know, that was at an early age. But you need to have someone who is there to.
Yeah, and what better than a father from the Father Center?
Yes.
Well, not the manufacturer. They do manufacture fathers. Actually, they do.
Well, even if you're not a father and you get training, it prepares you for...
Absolutely. And they got the right guy running this. Let me tell you a little bit of something about Brian.
Okay.
Let me tell you what he did.
What did he do?
All right.
Yeah, what did I do?
Just calm down. Drink some water that's not even on the coaster. I'm glad the cap isn't making any noise.
Oh, he's obsessed.
I cannot not look at that and just get annoyed and annoy myself.
At it,
I just want to annoy myself. Anyway, so I didn't like the way the Trenton downtown organization was running.
Okay.
Just my opinion. I wasn't a big fan.
It's your opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I talked to the new girl on the block, Cassie Sanchez.
Yes.
That pain in the ass.
I love her. Don't you say anything bad about her.
Oh, tell her to shut up.
I'll take you outside.
Listen, Warren Street Multiservices, you can go over there for all your multi-services needs.
She's
and
wonderful.
And I do say multi-services. They're multi-services.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many services.
Many services, right. Dang, there's more than one thing.
Yes.
No, you never know what you're going to need over there. They have everything over
there. They have everything.
But yet not everything. She was on the board or something of the TDA. And like she, and then we're brand new to her. So she thinks,
we met there.
Yeah, she thinks
yes.
we're royalty. She thinks like, the Sasquatch.
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay, great. And I'm going to use that, right?
Okay, so you're going to use it.
So
anyway.
I started complaining about the TDA and this Brian guy running. I mean, he's full of crap. And she's like, oh, really? I said, yeah, he's just a liar.
Really?
I said this. I said, oh, he's a liar. Because he said, blah, blah, blah. I forgot. I honestly forgot what I was
you
even.
You went in strong.
I forgot what I was even accusing him of lying about.
Okay.
But anyway. Nice. But I said, well, then he clearly lied, and I'm not going to talk to a liar, whatever I said. I don't know. I don't even know what I said. It was something like that.
Wow. Okay.
I said, and you can let him know. I don't care. And so we hung up.
So
and
she
it was
did.
Fun. So she calls him up. The next thing I know is I get a phone call from Brian Evans.
Good.
And I said, hey, Brian, how you doing? He goes, hi, Frank. And like, and we clearly have a problem with each other, clearly. And he says to me, and I said to him, oh, how you doing? The wrong question to ask. Because then he said how he was doing. He said to me, he goes, well, you know, I'm not doing that good. I mean, I don't like being called a liar just behind my back. And I'm like, oh, really? And I'm like, oh, look at this guy.
So then you fell in love with him. It was at that moment that
I said, wow, I actually respect this cat. Because not many people would do that.
Right.
And that phone call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally changed my mind
about
the guy.
Well, there's a case in point where you say, go to the source.
You're right. And he did.
And he did.
He told, like, he must have been off the phone 5 seconds after he hung up with Cassie, he called me up.
Well, good. Congratulations.
Yeah. No, but
kudos
I like that.
You.
But I admire that.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
a lesson to you, Podcastia, yes. and yes. Trentonian Podcastia. You know, you got a problem with somebody, go up to them and let them know.
Right. And you too, because you went to Cassie instead of going to Brian.
And that was my mistake. And look, I plead guilty on that totally.
Okay. That's been my thing in life. Like, and I don't always get it right, but But to the person you have a problem with, and you'll find out maybe you don't have such a problem anymore. Right.
But ever since that phone call, mm-hmm. I've noticed nothing but integrity mm-hmm. and character mm-hmm. from Brian Evans.
See? So,
well, I appreciate that. Yeah. Same here. I feel the same way.
Oh. Thank you, dear.
You got it.
All right. This is nice.
Yes. Can we all hug now? Or?
Oh, look what he did. Look what he did. He put the bottle on the couch.
Oh, you see?
On the bottle.
See, it was after that explanation I felt that, you know.
He's like, you know what? Let me do red by this.
Aw, that's nice. That's nice.
Oh, my goodness. Great. So now, you're not with the TDA anymore because you're with the Father Center? You're putting all your efforts into that? Is that?
I am still running out my last term as the TDA chair.
When does that expire?
So that expires November.
Okay.
Oh, so you're still going to be doing it?
So I'm still currently the mm-hmm. chair.
Who's going to? Is the president elected or appointed?
Usually elected.
Really? Yeah, remember elected. We went to the meeting.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but we don't get to vote.
No.
Oh, who votes? The board?
The board.
The board votes?
Yes.
The board, that's what a board is. Board votes.
They vote.
But you have to elect somebody who's already on the board, right?
No.
No.
Not necessarily. I mean, I guess.
You could vote for your neighbor.
I guess they would have to, if somebody is, I guess they would have to have a period of time where they're board member.
Yeah.
Yeah, before getting elected. That would certainly make sense.
Although what?
Jim Gordon voted for...
Yeah, Jim Gordon voted for Christina, by the way.
I got one vote.
Her first TDA meeting.
Wow.
We ate the sandwiches there and then left, and you got a vote from Jim Gordon.
I know, but we watched the meeting. We paid... like.
Yeah. I didn't even know what was going on.
I did. They were talking about different improvements and stuff.
And I like that Gail
signs.
Rose.
Signs. Oh, they had people from Princeton in there.
Right. Yeah, I like that Gail Rose. I like her now, too.
I actually brought in Gail for the Father Center as well.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I didn't like her to begin with either. I didn't like her at all.
And then you
Gail
don't.
Rose. Now we talk all the time.
See? Yes,
that's how it happens.
Yeah, the Father Center, first of all, the facility is wonderful.
Great.
It's really top-notch. Which I love.
I really loved it. Absolutely.
I just love the idea of the father part.
Yeah, you know, and I will tell you that this is, you know, I just came from LA.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Families and Fathers Conference. It was actually the 25th international one that we attend every year.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first time attending. And I will tell you that my eyes were just so opened because this fatherhood thing, I mean, it is a movement.
Mm.
And it's a global movement.
That's
and
good
and
to hear.
It was just so inspiring to meet all the folks across the world, really, mm-hmm. that do this work. And so
it is really, really important that men take that position, either as a mentor or an actual biological dad, that it's so important to guide children. Male and female.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you married how long now?
Curious. 17 years.
Wow. Are you really? And you have kids?
I have one daughter.
Aww.
One daughter. How old is she?
16.
How did you meet your wife?
Church.
Oh. You met in church?
We met in church. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was a combination of church and eHarmony.
What? Oh, okay.
Yes.
You met in church and eHarmony?
So eHarmony was big at the time.
Okay.
That's the Christian date.
Yes.
Okay. Website, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's completely changed now. It used to be an older guy.
Oh, yes. I remember that. Yes.
Now it's more focused on younger people.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. So absolutely.
So you met her on eHarmony.
Yep.
And she went to your church?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, she already was going to your church.
That's right.
Wow. What church was that? Just curious.
So it was Bethany Baptist Church in Lindenwall, New Jersey.
Okay, is that where you're from?
No, I'm not from that area, but I'm actually from, I was originally from Far Rockaway, Queens.
Really?
Oh my gosh, really?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Dude.
Oh, like you grew up there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Dude, I'm from Richmond Hill, Queens.
Oh, really?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay. Wow.
From Brooklyn.
Okay, I used to live in Brooklyn as well.
Oh, what part?
I was in Prospect Heights. I was on Eastern Parkway over there.
Okay.
Yeah, I was
near
all over.
The botanical gardens.
Yep. I was in walking distance from the zoo botanical gardens.
And, oh, yeah.
You ever heard of the Wharf restaurant?
I have.
Yeah.
In Rockaway.
Isn't that weird? Behind the gas station.
I remember the name Wharf. I don't remember a gas station.
The Wharf.
But that's in Queens. That's in Far Rockaway.
In Far Rockaway. Yeah. We were just talking about that.
So what high school did you go to?
I actually went to Uniondale High School because I actually moved to Long Island.
Oh, okay.
And then went to Uniondale High School.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So anyway, when you met your wife,
yes.
You asked her out first or she asked you out?
I suppose I asked her out
first. You don't remember what you said to her?
Yeah, no, I don't remember.
What was your first date?
17 years ago.
Like your first time on my first date. It was over 17 years ago.
Where was your first date?
Ye old London Fishery.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's right. Well, that's what it was.
I would have remembered that too.
Yeah. the waiter brought over caviar, and I asked him what was that, and he goes, caviar, sir. And I was so impressed that I had caviar at the table, and I didn't have a nickel to rub against a quarter. I think I had a roll of quarters in my pocket. Well,
probably.
You were probably walking around pointing to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Skipping.
Skipping.
Laughing and pointing.
Laughing and pointing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You wish you had a video.
When we go outside to take a picture, I'll show you what he was doing.
No, don't worry about it. He doesn't need to know. I'm trying to find, how did he pop the question to his wife? I like that stuff.
You like
Where
that?
Were you when you proposed to her?
I was at, we were in the Poconos.
Oh, really?
Oh,
okay.
It's another place we like.
Yep.
Yeah. Where in the Poconos?
It's called Paradise Stream.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
You proposed to her there?
Yes.
Did she think it was coming? Did she suspect it?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, she already knew?
Yeah, I believe so.
So you must have been so nervous, like thinking, you know, she could say no.
Well, you know, it's always a possibility.
It always is.
And she had to, here's the advice I would have given her. I would say, what's her first name?
Cynthia.
I would say, Cynthia, here's what you do. You want to find a guy who's more excited about Jesus than you are.
Oh, okay.
That would be my advice. Is that the truth? Are you more excited about Jesus than she is?
We're both just as excited.
Mm, that's good.
I was wondering how he was going to answer that. Because you can't make her look bad and he can't puff himself up.
There you go. Okay. There you go. So they're both excited.
Yeah, that's not how we certainly did not meet in church.
No.
Although, okay. actually, we did.
What do you mean?
St. Helens. We actually did meet in church.
I would say we met in Oklahoma.
Right.
The play, not the state.
The Oklahoma Howard Beach.
Yeah. We were in the play Oklahoma. He was Ike Skidmore and I was Gertie Cummins. And right.
Let me tell you, when she first met, she wanted to know, who was that guy?
Because he had long,
thick,
dark hair.
Paul Stanley hair. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I was happy. Yeah,
I'm not seeing it.
She was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
And, but anyway, back to...
Then I lost my hair.
The more important stuff.
Right. So anyway, all right, so you're a happily married man. That's very good. And you have a daughter.
Yes.
And she's on her way.
Yes.
All right.
16, yep.
Wow, 16.
16 years old. You had a sweet 16 for her?
Oh, yeah, big
She
one.
Must have loved
big
that one. Where was that
house.
At?
At the house. Reggie Hallett from 1911
Smokehouse sure.
actually lent me his truck.
Oh, what? Great.
I parked it in my yard.
Love
and,
it.
And we were able to, like, serve hors d'oeuvres and stuff out of it.
He so lent you his
truck? He lent me
his
truck.
Smokehouse
his
truck?
His smokehouse truck.
Whoa,
drove it to
dude.
My house.
Wow. And, we yeah, love
it was,
Reggie.
It was great. It was awesome.
Listen,
I got pictures. You know,
I always
awesome.
Give him a plug. I really do.
Thank
we're
God
so
for
happy
him.
That him and Maurice are expanding and,
yes.
and being successful. That's the Trenton success
That's
story
he
right
set
there.
The pace for Trenton. He set the pace for any
yes.
Trenton owner.
He takes the excuses away.
Yeah, he really does.
No, absolutely. And the Willingboro location.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes,
he has the guts to be in Newark Airport. That's guts.
Yes,
right.
That's
I
right.
think it's fabulous.
Well, Brian, would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Sure.
Trenton Waves plugs. Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Visit us on all social media outlets, including but not limited to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, X, and TikTok. The Lobby Club thing, John Hatch. And Brian's stunt double,
That's
Wilford.
Right.
Yes.
That's right. Willard.
Oh, Wilford. What's Wilford?
Wilford Brimley.
Wilford Brimley's going, and also Willard. So it's going to be John Hatch, Wilford Brimley, and Willard. Willard
yes.
You just call him Willard, one name.
Yes. name. Yes, yes. That's at the Lobby Club. I had to change a dentist appointment.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, hey, Lobby Club. She had to change a dentist appointment to come to your thing. So you better, you know, do something.
Six,
I don't know
it's
what.
It's a six month waiting.
It's a 6 month waiting list
but
on this dentist.
They were able to squeeze me
and
in.
He's a Trenton dentist. He was
yes,
on the show.
He was on the show.
1100 Dental.
I love that dentist. If you're looking for a dentist, they are amazing. They're hygienists, they're receptionists, and of course the dentist is wonderful.
Not taking anything away from the receptionist, but what makes a receptionist amazing?
She's so friendly and
right.
nice and professional.
Well, that's what a receptionist
like,
does.
When you stand there, they don't ignore you and look at their phones.
And Mike from the Lobby Club, you owe us a two drinks.
No.
Yes, he does.
Why?
Because you canceled your dentist appointment. So
it's okay.
To come to the
I
John
surrender
Hatch,
my drink.
Wolf of Brimley Willard speech.
Right.
Brian, how can people find you? How can people see you? How can they go online and find things, old things, Brian Evans related? Oh, God.
Yeah, so,
get it for.
You know,
just leave it down. Leave it lying down.
You know,
leave
you
the bottle down.
You want to visit our website at thefathercenter.org.
Yes.
Our social media handle is The Father Center. That's X, that's Facebook, that's LinkedIn. catch us at the Father Center. Yes, yeah, so those are the best ways to reach us.
Okay.
Well, if someone wants to donate or support mm-hmm. in some way, how could they go about doing that?
You can go to our website, fill out the contact form, or you can actually give us a call at 609-695-3663.
Okay.
And what if they want to join the Father Center? Meaning, like, if they need help themselves,
that's the same number.
Same thing.
They just call you and say, "Hey, how do I join?"
That's right.
Programs where people with skills can come in and volunteer to, like, teach or?
Oh, absolutely.
Cool.
That's oh, really?
Absolutely.
So yeah. It would be the same channel to go through.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Cool. No, when we went on that tour, you know what I saw over there?
What?
The same mixing board as we have in the studio. I'm like, what are they doing in here?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I like
involved in everything over there.
The closet with all the clothes.
That was cool.
That was very cool.
That was cool.
So we just need to get you over there to show us how to use that.
No problem. Yes. I will totally do that. I would Absolutely. Be honored. I would
be
honored.
Honored to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
I think it's a fabulous, fabulous program.
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. So my last question is, in your thoughts of Trenton, what does your dream Trenton look like?
I have two tracks on that. One is that the dream is that we don't displace anyone. I see a Trenton that draws people from all over the region and, frankly, all over the country, mm-hmm. Given our history here. You know, I look at what's happening in a city like Williamsburg. That should absolutely be the case here.
Absolutely.
We've got all the assets. We have all the historic resources. We should be promoting that. This should be a place where all tourists come to see this vast history that I have. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of my vision. But also, again, it's important that whatever economic development happens here, we do not displace anyone, because I think that'll be a loss for Trenton.
I agree. I think that gentrification is good, but there has to be a way to do it without just pushing people
that's
out.
That's exactly right.
There has to be, right. Of course. And right. I think what you're doing is one of the ways.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's grooming people into becoming like responsible adults and dads.
I absolutely think that's one of the ways to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree. Cool. Well, podcast, yeah, this has been yet another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.
This guy is very accomplished.
Yeah.
Brian Adams. Well, I don't think so.
He's accomplished.
Brian Adams is very accomplished. Brian Evans. Okay.
Let me just take that.
Brian Adams.
Oh.
Where's the exit?
It's just right away. You have to come around.